I mean, I still feel confident. I've got years left to play in me, and you know, as far as it goes now, it's like it's another year under my belt that, you know, I'm proud to have gotten in, but it may not have went the way I wanted it to, but overall, you know, it's the game. Like, it's the love of the game. And, you know, again, the worst part is, you know, that there's going to be changes in the locker room. You know, there's going to be changes that happen in the offseason, and that's the nature of it. But, you know, you got to make the best of it.
With 55 and 56 pretty well established now, do you feel like you've got any future here?
You know, I always feel like I got a future. And, you know, I like Nashville, I like the team. You know, I've got a lot of family ties in the area, too. So, you know, if the opportunity arises, I'm definitely going to do what it takes. You know, I think I'm going to do what it takes to stay.
You played on some good defenses and under a number of defensive coordinators, and everybody's wondering about Jerry Gray and is he the guy to get this team off the bottom of the defensive heap?
I think Jerry's a great defense coordinator. He's a guy who's got so much defense in his mind. I think it's one of those things, like, you know, you get to sit on him as a player and slow him down a little bit and say, okay, Jerry, let's take a step back. But, you know, he's a great coach, a good guy to have around, and a guy that definitely cares about his players. That's a huge thing for a lot of us to never have come across, you know, and that's a big deal.
Why do you think the defense struggled for a lot of this year?
You know, I think there was just a lot that happened. I mean, we had guys up and down, you know, things are changing all the time. Overall, you know, there were times really the ball wouldn't bounce our way. I mean, you cause a fumble and, you know, running back, it bounces back up into his chest right as he's landed on it. Well, can't change things like that. You know, of course, guys, there comes a point where when you're frustrated or things are happening during the game that aren't your way, sometimes guys take a risk and take a chance and they don't always work out.
How much did you guys miss McCarthy, too?
You definitely miss Colin. You know, after working with him for that period of time, you know, the defense definitely kind of, you feel that establishment of a Mike. And for him to kind of get banged up early in the year and kind of be up and down here and there, that's always a challenge for him to even overcome, much less really everybody getting back into the flow of what the defense is about. You know, it's again, it created a lot of shakeups all around. You know, it's a kind of a ripple effect.
Do you think the personnel of this team is more suited to running a 3-4 that Hazlitt's running with the Redskins, or just 3-4 or a scheme like that?
I think we can run, you know, any defense that we really would like to. I think kind of got a fit for both, but I definitely think we're realistically at heart still a 4-3 defense.
Retirement's not an option for you this offseason?
Oh, God, what are you talking about? Jesus, burn this man.
You know what I'm saying, though. I mean, you get a little older, people will hold that against
people
you.
People always talk about, you know, how old you are in age and everything else, and one thing that I've never believed is you're not done with this game until you really feel like you are most of the time. And sometimes, yes, injuries and things like that will definitely take their toll. But I don't think I've faced that point. You know, I don't feel like I'm anywhere near to that. You know, I honestly, guys, you know, the guys in the locker room, Colin, those guys are like, man, how do you do it for so long? And I'm like, because, one, I enjoy the game, I enjoy the guys in the locker room, and two, I've been blessed to be pretty healthy. You know, this year was a little bit different with like a hamstring injury or something like that, and working through that, and, you know, fluke things that happen over the course, but nothing that I'd say would be career ending.
And it's nothing that you have to do more or do better during the off seasons at,
you know,
this point. You feel like
I always work on doing something different each off season, something to change in some way to try and change what I can. You know, taking a different approach. You know, working out something. You know, trying a new workout that I haven't tried, some routine that I haven't done yet, just to keep that. You know, keep things from being monotonous. But for me, it's always been helpful, because every year something new has come about that has changed the way I played the game and for the better, I think.
Do you know what that's going to be this offseason, or do you take
not
a
yet?
Time to
it's like
study.
You know, I get a couple weeks to really let the body relax and take time, and then I'll have it figured out by then, and what I'm going to do and how my approach is going to be.
Well, thanks.